Welcome to the Church Instrumental Music and Worship Podcast, brought to you by MyStaffArranger.com. Hi, I'm Larry Jones, your host. I'm the owner and senior arranger of MyStaffArranger.com. And if you're not familiar with the MyStaffArranger.com community, we invite you to stop by our homepage at www.MyStaffArranger.com. And there on the homepage, you'll see a place where you can sign up for our free monthly e-newsletter. All you have to do is plug in your name and email address and follow the directions once you submit that information. And when you do sign up for that free monthly e-newsletter, you will receive a number of free gifts. One of those is a set of orchestra warm-ups that I've written, and it's a really effective tool for building intonation and technique, and I use it with my orchestra each and every week. It's a really effective tool. And there's also an arrangement of a hymn, fully orchestrated. You'll receive that for free, along with some other tools. So again, if you're not subscribing to the free monthly e-newsletter, just stop by the homepage at www.mystaffarranger.com and just go ahead and sign up there. Also, part of the MyStaffArranger.com community is my blog. I blog regularly about three or four times a week. You can access that through our homepage, or you can go directly there, www.mystaffarranger.blogspot.com. And also our podcast, where this podcast originates from, that homepage is www.mystaffarranger.podomatic.com. So we just invite you to stop by those three websites and get more familiar with me, Larry Jones, and our business, MyStaffArranger.com. And this is the week of October 8th. A few weeks ago, I began this latest multi-part article regarding improving the quality of your church orchestra. In the last podcast, we covered part 6, Building Musical Excellence. And this week, I conclude this article with part 7, Setting Yourself and Orchestra Up for Success on Sunday Morning. But before we continue, let's pause for this brief commercial timeout. Hey, worship pastors and church instrumental directors. MyStaffArranger.com proudly introduces the FlexChart system, coming soon in 2008. The FlexChart system is on the forefront of church music arranging for the 21st century music ministry. We will be offering churches fully orchestrated hymn and worship song arrangements in the following editable formats: Finale 2008 files, XML files, which you can import to earlier versions of Finale and Sibelius, and in addition, MIDI files. The benefits of the FlexChart system includes the following. First, multiple editable file formats as mentioned earlier. Two, monthly subscription format with additional benefits at a low cost. 3. Full orchestration that includes harp, string reduction, and separate string parts. 4. Standardized FlexChart score template so you can easily merge other FlexCharts together using Finale 2008. 5. Through composed arrangements so you have clear roadmaps, delete or repeat sections of the music as you desire in a few easy steps. Visualize all the possibilities you would have if you had arrangements and orchestrations similar to the Celebration Hymnal, Songs for Praise and Worship, More Songs for Praise and Worship, G3 Worship, Praise Charts, all in Finale or other editable files. The power and flexibility you would have to craft flowing worship services would be incredible. To receive more information on the FlexChart system, subscribe to our free monthly e-newsletter at www.mystaffarranger.com, and also subscribe to our blog feed at www.mystaffarranger.blogspot.com. Look for us soon in January 2008. To receive a free sample FlexCharts chart, please email me, Larry Jones, at ljones@mystaffarranger.com. Again, that's ljones@mystaffarranger.com to receive your free sample FlexChart chart. Early in the morning. And we're back. Again, this is the week of October 8th. And again, our topic is improving the quality of your church orchestra, the final part, part 7, setting yourself and orchestra up for success on Sunday morning. I think most of us that are worship pastors and or instrumental music associates would agree that our positions are highly performance evaluated each and every week. Our direct supervisors, whether it be pastor, worship pastor, and so forth, are mentally evaluating us each worship service to see if we are performing, whether it be leading worship, singing, conducting, playing an instrument, and so on. at an extremely high level of excellence. In order to give ourselves an edge for our worship services, there are certain activities we can do beforehand to set ourselves, choir, orchestra, praise team, and so forth, up for success for the worship service. So, here are my thoughts on preparation before the service. Number one, be sure to prepare yourself mentally and musically for the service a day or two before. Once I've gotten through a Wednesday night rehearsal, I'm usually well aware of any potential problems or music changes we must make. So, the Friday before the service, I take time to fix orders of service, roadmaps, scores. I go through all the music and demo recordings once again, getting clear of how the music needs to sound on Sunday morning. I write down a rough rehearsal order that I need to go through with the rhythm section and orchestra that coming Sunday morning. Number two, if at all possible, make sure your stage or platform is preset and ready to go for Sunday. Add or subtract chairs and stands as needed. Make sure stand lights, microphones, monitors, electronic instruments are working properly. I can't tell you how much time you can save yourself if you do this ahead of time before Sunday morning. Number three, if your rhythm section has any challenges grooving with each other, consider the possibility of investing in an in-ear monitor system such as Aviom, as well as click tracks, drum loops, and so on, to keep your rhythm section together as a unit. Number four, consider a microphone talkback system between worship leader and band and our musical director and band for any last-minute changes, roadmaps, and so forth. The talkback microphone system is a great way to talk real-time to your band or orchestra members in order to make cuts or changes as you're going through the service. Number five, consider the development of hand signals between directors and musicians. Again, similar to the talkback microphone system, but instead of actually talking, you just use quick hand signals between your musicians and directors in order to communicate cuts or changes in the roadmap as you're going through the music. Number six, be sure to take the time to tune your instrumentalist before the service. There's nothing that shows up more dramatically in a performance setting than if your instrumentalists are out of tune, so really take the time to tune everybody before the service begins. Number seven, be sure to have a good run-through tech rehearsal with everyone involved before the service. I think that's common sense, but if you can have time before a worship service to make sure that your audio tech guys were all on the same page with what's happening musically, PowerPoint, media shout, people, your lighting directors, just whoever's involved with the service, if you can have them at the rehearsal to figure out what's happening, that's sure going to save you problems within the worship service. Number eight, before you enter the worship service, be sure to meet with your various groups, whether it's orchestra, choir, praise team, and so on, for any last minute instructions and prayer time. You know, once you've done your part, it's time to pray and ask God to do His part in allowing His Holy Spirit to enter and take control of that worship time. And that's number nine, pray that the Holy Spirit will take control of you and the entire worship team for each and every service. Number 10, and the last point, take time to evaluate after the completion of the service what went well, not so well, and how you can improve the next week. It's one thing to go through the worship service and have everything planned out and organized and troubleshoot before, but if you really want to make advances each and every week, you need to take that time afterwards to say, okay, what went right, what didn't go so good, and then follow up with your various teams, whether it's your tech media ministry, your instrumental ensemble, your vocal ensembles, and then see how you can make steps to improve for the next week. Well, anyway, these are just some idea-generating thoughts on setting yourself and orchestra up for success on Sundays. And I pray that these suggestions and this entire series has been helpful to you. Thanks for stopping by with us here at the My Staff Arranger Church Instrumental Music and Worship Podcast. We appreciate you being here. And stay tuned next week, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.